The Lord be with you. I hope this finds you well as we continue in this new and quite possibly difficult lockdown. After all the work that has been done, we continue to pray for those who are on the front lines. And we pray for ourselves, and we pray for those that are connected to us that maybe we are not able to see over these next number of weeks. Just a few things to encourage you with. We are going to be having the church open during most mornings after the midterm. So for the first week in November, we are going to have the church open from 10 till 12 each morning for prayer, Monday through to Friday. For those of you who would like to come along for that, please do feel free. You'll be able to sign up, wash your hands, and sit there quietly by yourselves or as a couple. Just to come and for your own personal private prayer. I know for those that have been coming along, they have been really enjoying those moments. So I do encourage you, if you get an opportunity, to please do come along for that. Please do be safe in this time, but know the peace and the presence of God as He is with you. Let us quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect for this morning, the fifth Sunday before Advent. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Nehemiah chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Now the men and their wives raised a great outcry against their fellow Jews. Some were saying, "We and our sons and daughters are numerous. In order for us to eat and stay alive, we must get grain." Others were saying, "We are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, and our homes to get grain during the famine." Still others were saying, "We have had to borrow money to pay the king's tax on our fields and vineyards." Although we are of the same flesh and blood as our fellow Jews, and though our children are as good as theirs, yet we are subject to our sons and daughters to slavery. Some of our daughters have already been enslaved, but we are powerless because our fields and our vineyards belong to others. When I heard their outcry and these charges, I was very angry. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Saviour Christ according to Matthew chapter 22, beginning at verse 34. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And when the Pharisees heard that they had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question, "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If David thus calls him Lord, how can be he his son?" No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom and encouragement to our hearts this day. Amen. Again, if you tune into our service that we have online, that you will find on the website where you have found this service of Holy Communion, you will hear Bert give a fantastic talk on Nehemiah 5. You will also hear him school me about how you pronounce Nehemiah's name. But there is a real challenge in this morning's lesson from Nehemiah about how and what we do in looking for justice for those that are struggling, for those that are in bondage. We may think that our impact can have very little, but as Bert goes on to explain, you think about the things that you buy, where you go, where we spend our money, and that can have impact on those around the world who may be subject to slave labor. And as we see in the question that is asked of Jesus, the test, not coming from a good space, but the test of what is the greatest commandment. And we see the synopsis of love God, love others. I encourage you to love God well in this lockdown. I encourage you to love others well in this lockdown. And I encourage you to know that you are loved in this lockdown. Our actions have great impact. We are seeing this so clearly in the news, in how we should be called to look out for the health of our brothers and sisters, those whom we know and those whom we do not. I encourage you to love God in not just your words, but by your actions. We see in Nehemiah, and as you continue to read on through chapter 5, you will see the impact on what Nehemiah wants to put in place to bring people freedom, to bring people the grace that they deserve. All people deserve justice. Be part of that movement in how you treat those around you. Be part of that movement as how you want to be treated yourself. Love well. Be loved well. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Grant to the members of the Church unreserved love for God and unselfish love for all people. May the glory of Christ be proclaimed as we seek to fulfill great law of love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Send a new spirit of love into the disputes between nations and races. Where there is suspicion, bring trust. Where there is anger, bring compassion. Give peace in all places of war and violence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In all we do and say, in our lives with families, friends, and neighbors, let us show the love which is demanded from those who claim to love Christ. May the Lord of all love rule in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Have mercy on those who are torn by anger and bitterness, who have never known love or have lost the way of loving. Restore their peace and bring them new hope. We lift up those to you that we know who are ill, who need your healing hand. We pray for your wisdom, for your peace, and for your healing in lives that need to be touched with restoration. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for the departed, for those who love deeply in this world and for those who failed in love. May they be received together into the love that is everlasting. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." May the peace of the Lord be always with you. And again, I encourage you to connect with someone today over this next week and let them know the peace that God has for them and that they can receive from you. Again, as we come to the Lord's table, if you have bread or wine or any juice or a biscuit that you would like to break bread, and do this in remembrance of all that Jesus has done for us to know his peace and his presence. So wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. And we will pray prayer 3. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and for your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And the bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread. And the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. God of all grace, your Son Jesus Christ fed the hungry with the bread of his life and the word of his kingdom. Renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness, sustain us by your true and living bread, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And may you know the justice that God the Father has set in front of you. May you know the forgiveness and grace that you have received from Jesus Christ. And may you be that justice and be that peace and grace to others as Holy Spirit leads you and speaks to you in how to treat those around you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.